king, he sits in Dunfermline town, drinking the blood-red wine. He says, where will I get me a brave young skipper to sail this ship of mine? And up and spoke an old man who sat at the king's right knee. He says, Patrick Spens is the very best sailor who ever did sail on sea. So the king, he has written him a long, long letter, and he sealed it with his hand, and he sent it along to Patrick Spens, who was walking on the sand. And the very first line that Patrick read, so loud laughed he. And the very next line that Patrick read, he fell down to his knee. Oh, who is this who has done this deed, telling the king on me? For to send us out at this time of year to sail on the salt, salt sea, to Norway, to far Norway, to Norway over the foam, to the king's daughter of far Norway, and we must bring her home. Now they set sail with all good speed on a Monday in the morn, and they arrived far over the sea on a Wednesday in the eve, and they'd not been in far Norway a week, but barely three, when all those lords of far Norway began out aloud for to say, oh, you Scots foreigners, spend our king's gold, swallow up our money. Oh, weary, weary the tongue that lies, see how it lies on thee. Make ready, ready, my good men, oh, the little ship sails in the morn, be it wind, be it wet, be it hail, be it sleet, be it fair or deadly storm. But up and spoke our own weatherman, I fear we'll all be drowned, for I saw the new moon late last night, the old moon in her arm, and they'd not sailed a league and a league, but barely three, when through and through the little ship's side they spied the green-walled sea. Oh, where will I get me a brave young boy to take my helm in hand? Well, I climb up to the tall top mast to see if I can spy land. And he'd not gone a step and a step, but barely one, when the whirling winds and the ugly jaws came driving to their shin. Oh, fetch me a web of the silken cloth, another web of the twine, and lay them around our little ship's side, and let not the sea come in. And they got a web of the silken cloth, another web of the twine, and they laid them around the little ship's side. Still the sea came in. Oh, the anchor snapped, the topmast cracked, it was such a deadly storm, and the whirling winds and the ugly jaws came a-driving to their chin. And there came a gale from the north-northeast, so loudly it did weep. It cried, Patrick Spens and all of his men are drowning in the deep. And loath, loath were the good Scots lords to wet their shining shoes. But long ere this day was done, their hats were soaking through. And many were the fine feather beds fluttering over the foam. And many were the good lord's sons nevermore came home. And long, long were the ladies sit their gold combs in their hands, before they see Sir Patrick Spens come a-sailing to dry land. Oh, it's east by north from Aberdour, it's 50 fathom deep, and it's there lies Sir Patrick Spens, the Scots lords at his feet.